Blog Talk Radio.
Kingdom greetings and welcome to Tamaya Deliverance Church, a study in the Word Bible study. I am Apostle Siobhan Simmons. Our desire is to always do good. In other words, doing that which is right and acceptable in God's eye. Our study today is entitled Evil in Disguise. We will look at the definition of evil and the strategies to become victorious in our walk with Christ. The Apostle Paul stated in 2 Corinthians verses 1 through 15 of the first chapter that every time he would do good, evil is always present. And then the Word of God also tells us in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, the 22nd verse, abstain, shun from all appearance of evil. Now, the Bible illustrates and emphasizes evil in several passages. And so, in order to understand what evil is, we need to know the definition. According to Webster's dictionary, evil is anything that is wrong or very bad, anything that does not line up with the Word of God, that leaves an unpleasant taste, that leaves an unpleasant outcome where the individual become upset or just shattered. How, if we have the Word, which is God's expectations, commandments, and precepts hidden in our heart, because according to Psalms 119 and 11, that we should have His Word hidden in our heart, that we would not sin. So if the Word is hidden in our heart, then how can we commit evil? Well, evil has a way of disguising itself. It has a way of just changing from something that's horrific, something that's really bad, to something that looks nice or something that sounds nice. We know sin really approaches us as evil, so it has to change. It has to camouflage from ugly to something pleasant. Evil will bring on sin, transgressions, and iniquity. We know sin goes from one level to the next level to the next level to the next level until we are just out there where we're not even hearing God anymore. We can care less. We've made ourselves and things around us our own God. And that only happens if you allow sin to grow and sin to manifest. Ecclesiastes 1 and 9 tells us that there is nothing new under the sun. That's why it's imperative that we constantly read our Word. We need to study the Word. The Word I'm talking about is the Bible. We need to always read the Bible. We need to study the Bible. And I know some people will say, well, I don't understand how to pronounce this word. I don't understand what this is saying. But I found that if you take the time to sit and before you even open your Bible, just pray and ask God to give you His revelation, His understanding of the Word. The Bible tells us that we need to study to show ourselves approved unto Him. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's why we need to study His Word. Amen. Well, if there's nothing new under the sun, that means evil has been around. And anytime you want to know what has already happened. If you find yourself in a situation, always go back to Genesis. Genesis is the beginning. This is where everything took place. If we go back to Genesis, we find that evil was present then. You might want to know, how did Satan deceive Eve in Genesis 3? Well, Satan came as a cunning serpent with soothing words, planting a seed of doubt. If we look at Genesis, the second chapter, the 16th through the 17th verse, we find that God gave Adam and Eve instructions as to his expectations for them in the Garden of Eden. We know that God will instruct us. He never leads us astray. But oftentimes, we resort to what Adam and Eve did. We allow Satan to come and plant a pleasant seed in our air gate that will allow sin to enter in. Sometimes we know what God is saying, but because we may have a little doubt inside of us, our faith level may not be where it needs to be, and we'll hear that pleasant word and we'll run with it. That's why we must be wise to the strategies of evil. Evil always come wrapped pretty to entice the weak eye or the ear that's itchy. So that's why one of the strategies that we need to employ in our walk with Christ is that we must walk in discernment. Discernment is given from God. You know, the Bible says that God is the author and the finisher of our faith. And the one thing I know is that he'll never lead you astray. That's why our footsteps need to be ordered by him. If you turn with me to Romans, the 7th chapter, the 21st verse, and I'm going to read the 21st verse through the 23rd verse, talking about discernment, it says, "So now I am no longer the one doing it, but it is sin living in me. For I know that nothing good lives in me that is in my flesh. So for the desire to do what is good is with me, but there is no ability to do it. For I do not do the good that I want to do, but I practice the evil that I do not want to do. Now if I do what I do not want, I am no longer the one doing it, but it is sin that lives in me. So I discover this principle: when I want to do good, evil is with me, for in my inner self I joyfully agree with God's law. But I see a different law in the parts of my body waging war against the law of my mind and taking me prisoner to the law of sin in the parts of my body." Looking at verse 24, "But a wretched man I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then, with my mind, I myself am a slave to the law of God, but with my flesh, to the law of sin." That's why daily we've got to kill our flesh. And that's why I said we must walk in discernment. And why I gave that scripture is because we have a free will. In other words, we can choose to do that which is right, or we can choose to do that which is wrong. And discernment is just having a good judgment. And the only way to know what that good judgment is to depend on God. You can't do it, but God can. when our flesh wants to rise, we can put our flesh under control and say, my desire is to please God. And so I know, not from my carnal mind, not from what I'm thinking and I'm feeling, but I know without a shadow of a doubt, if I call on the name of Jesus, he will answer and he will help me. That's why Psalms 121 says, I will look toward the hills from whence cometh my help. My help and my strength cometh from the Lord. So the first strategy we need to employ is to walk in discernment. Secondly, we must walk in humility. Humility is acknowledging that you can't do it. It's acknowledging that if it wasn't for the Lord, you couldn't do it. Amen. Walking in the fact that God made you. You didn't make yourself. He made you. He's the one that's given you the strength. So if you know that you are who you are because of him. And the one thing that we must remember is that when the Lord uses us, we are made for his pleasure. We are his weapon on this side. He's not coming back into the earth realm to do the things that he needs done and wants done, but he's going to use us. So with that being said and done, when God uses you, when he uses your vessel, keep in mind that it's the power that's working within you that's doing it. God has given you the power to heal. So if you lay your hand on someone that is sick, guess what? They shall be healed. It's not you, but it's God that's working in you and through you. You've got to remember, humility will remind you that the greater one lives on the inside. So I've given you two strategies. The first one is walking in discernment. And the second one is walking in humility. Next, we've got to keep our focus and stay on the path. There is a saying that the grass is greener on the other side. But when you go on the other side and you look closer, upon closer inspection, you will see that it's only mirage. It's not really greener. And I want to take you to a passage of scriptures. If you turn with me in Matthew's the 21st chapter, verses 18 through 19, we see that Jesus is walking and he's hungry. And he notices a fig tree from afar. And from afar, the leaves are lush. It looks like it's going to have lots and lots of juicy figs. Because he's hungry and he's looking for a meal. But upon further and closer inspection, we find out that the leaves were there, but no fruit. So as we are learning about the definition of what evil is we're looking at the strategies of evil. We see evil in disguise. We see that we can't always base things on our natural eye. We've got to see things in the spirit. We've always got to check with God as to see what is best for us. And I know this is a lot that's packed into this study, and this is only part one. We're going to talk next week, again, part two on evil in disguise, where I will give you some more strategies so that we can be victorious in this walk. Until the next time, remember you are victorious because the greater one lives on the inside of you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. God bless you.